Venezuela is unraveling with shortages of food and medicine and runaway inflation. No surprise, Venezuela's president, Nicolas Maduro, is increasingly unpopular, but he is holding on to power, as NPR's Lulu Garcia Navarro reports.
Porque en realidad en Venezuela hay hambre.
He's saying the truth in Venezuela is that there's real hunger. We are hungry. The man's invited us into his house, but he doesn't want his name used for fear of reprisals by the government. He paces angrily as he speaks. He's wiry, but it wasn't always this way. He shows me how loose his pants are now.
Esta es la dieta de Nicolai. Yo estoy flaco y trabajo por un sueldo mínimo.
We call it Maduro's diet. I'm thin, and I work for a minimum wage, and I have two kids, and I can't eat myself in order to make sure that they can eat, he says. He tells me he used to be a supporter of former President Hugo Chavez, who brought his brand of socialism to Venezuela 17 years ago. But he has nothing good to say about his successor, Nicolás Maduro. We want a change in Venezuela, he tells me, and we want it now. We cannot live with this system of government anymore, he tells me. Polls show many Venezuelans now agree with him. Maduro and the ruling Socialist Party are losing their base of support. This year, the opposition took over the National Assembly in a sweeping election victory, and they're now trying to push through a recall referendum, which, if they get enough votes, could see Maduro's term cut short. But critics say the socialist government is using all the tools at its disposal to make sure Maduro stays in power, at least for now. It controls the judiciary, the military, the executive, and most of the media in the country. And it has other tactics.
Buenas tardes, mi nombre es Carolina Ramírez. Yo soy funcionaria del CENIA.
We went to meet Carolina Ramírez, who worked at Venezuela's tax authority for 12 and a half years, until a few weeks ago. She was fired without explanation, along with 40 other co-workers. She says they all had one thing in common.
Es que salimos en la página del CNE.
We had all registered and signed in favor of the recall vote.
She says she believes the government is punishing her and sending a message to other people with state jobs.
Amenazado, o sea, las personas quieren un cambio.
The government is feeling threatened. People want change, and the only leverage they have is against public servants.
If a recall vote is approved, they'll need a lot more people to come out and vote against the government. On a recent morning, a few dozen opposition demonstrators rallied outside of a courthouse to protest the imprisonment of opposition leader Leopoldo López. David Smolansky is an opposition mayor from a municipality in Caracas.
Los regímenes autoritarios están débiles.
He told me at the protest, we are seeing that political repression is intensifying. Just last week, six young men who were protesting were detained. And last month, two other activists were put in prison and charged with terrorism. When authoritarian regimes are weak and are in their death throes, that's when they start using repression and violence to stay in power, Smolansky tells me. Analysts say, though, it's actually not clear that the end of Maduro is near. The government has even taken control of food distribution, and the military, for now, is on their side.
It's completely within its hands to keep power and, I think, stymie this recall referendum. In that sense, it's really a crisis. I think there's a huge gap between what the people want and what the reality is of power in Venezuela right now.
It will actually depend, in part, says David Smildy with the Washington Office on Latin America, on what people like the hungry man I met at the beginning of this story do. Right now, food riots have been quelled by the National Guard. But if they become even more widespread,
We're starting to see looting that take on an epidemic quality. You'll get 5, 10, 15, or 20 stores looted. I think that kind of social upheaval is what would really be a big problem.
And that could make Maduro's military or his party supporters finally decide it's time for him to go. Analysts here say the next few months will be key. Lulu Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Caracas.